Tonight I want to share with you, as they get ready, I want to open up a scripture to you tonight. I have the greatest job in the world, not as a bricklayer. That's the second best job in the world. But I have the ability, I have the opportunity to talk about the one who loves me and the one I love more than anything is Jesus. To brag about how great He is. And I want you to know, it takes a place to just let things go and to be vulnerable. To let things go, whatever they are. Things get big and things grab your attention. I want to share with you tonight that there's things that you can walk into a place and sometimes you ask somebody, "How you doing?" "I'm fine." And that's always a knockoff for feelings inside not expressed. So if somebody says that, don't always think that. But sometimes you can do everything. You can walk in and have a smile on your face, or even the way that you, "Hey, how you doing?" But there's something inside that you carry that has your attention, that grips you, and we got to focus and know that, man, that our attention needs to be on Him. It needs to be upon Him. It needs to be attracted to Him. That needs to be the thing that attracts us. And I want to share with you tonight that I want to give you the word. I want you to understand. I have nothing to say, but just to brag about Him and to brag about what this is. This is my life support. This right here, the Word of God. I want to share about how important it is for us as men and women of God to understand this love letter, this expression of who God is to us, that we can hear it, we can read it. They're not just words. It is called the living Word. It's living, it's breathing, it's moving. It's an expression of God that is put into this Bible, that at the moment when you connect with this Word, your Word, a word that grabs you, that you read, and it says that my name's above every name, Chris. And you look at that, and inside your spirit connects with that understanding that His name, oh, and something comes alive within you. Come on, do you want that? Come on, I want to continue. I want to be at that place where something grabs that and takes hold of that word that I hear, that comes out of here, that inspires me, that quickens me, that stirs my heart, causes me to get up. Sometimes, listen, we just need to grab that word and get up and take that word and meditate and let it begin to get within you. And then all of a sudden we begin to understand it, and it begins to grip you, and it'll cause you. And that's where we get the Word of God. In Him, I live, I move, and I have my being. I'm letting God be within me. I want God to be within me in a sense of being. Not doing, because out of being you do. So I just want to share that. Thank you, praise team. They can get me going there. Doesn't take much, though. Somebody humming out there could get me going. Listen, I just want to read a couple things to you tonight. And it is about the Word of God. Letting it get our attention. Letting it grip us. Grab hold of us. All that we need is in here. And I hope that I can bring this out to you, that you can grab this and you can understand how important it is to take that word, to take the understanding of what those words mean to us. That, listen, when I was in a place of hopelessness and I understood that I had a hope in Christ, that He's the way, the truth, and the life, I was looking for the way. I was trying to find the truth, and I needed life. And He was giving that to me. And when those words touched me and I opened myself up, became vulnerable, became in a place where I said yes to the Word of God, it transforms you. It takes hold of you. And it moves you. It'll bring you out of depths and poverty and hurt and brokenness and unforgiveness and doubt and fears. That's what the Word of God does if we let it do it. Amen? I want to share that with you tonight. I want you to see that tonight. But we can understand that in the beginning, say in the beginning, was the Word. It always has been. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Can you say Jesus? He dwelt among us. He was the Word of God, expressed walking in flesh. The Word of God. Amen. I want to become the Word of God expressed here on earth. I want the Word of God to be not about me, but the Word of God, the expression of God to be expressed to you. That's what changes people, is the Word of God, the life of God, the love of God. It changes people. It changes your environment, changes everything around you. It's the Word of God. When it stepped on earth, when it was born at that moment, things changed. It would never be the same again. But it always was. And we can declare that and understand that, that we can see. And I just want to share with you about the Word. And now that everything that we need to understand about everything, you know, every answer that we look for is in the Word of God. Every question that man has is in the Word. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So whatever I'm looking for, whatever that is, doesn't matter. It could be what scientists are looking for. Meteorologists. Do you understand that it's in the Word? Listen, I'm just going to read you a couple things because I found this and I thought this was really cool. And this is God and science. Well, first of all, we can understand that even in the beginning, that you need to have life. You need to have space, time, space, and matter. We all know that. You need those three things. And it starts off the Word of God. You know the Word of God starts off with this. That in the beginning, say time, God created the heavens, space, and earth, matter. In the beginning. So life began right there and then. So that was the answer to a lot of people's questions, that Einstein's questions that were answered right there, that you need these three things for life to exist. Time, space, and matter. And God presented it right at the beginning. Say amen to that. But we can look in the Bible and see that the Scripture declares many things. The Bible reveals that the earth is round. Do you know that? Isaiah 40:22. You know that, seriously, that we really thought that for a long time, and there are some people. I do not want to offend anybody. If you think the world is flat, you can have it. But it's round. Why do I say that? Because Isaiah 40:22 says this, it is He that sits upon the circle of the earth. And it was in the Scripture. And do you know that that's why Columbus went out, because of this? It was in his diary that he read the Word of God and declared the Word of God. And he believed the Word of God, that everybody thought he was crazy, but he believed the Word of God and went beyond his borders, beyond what you're going to drop off the end. And he found out, guess what? It was round. You could see, in it talks about oceanography. I'm just going to read this. Matthew Murray, 1806, 1873, is considered the father of oceanography. He noticed the expression pass of the sea. In Psalms 8:8, it declares that the sea has pathways. You think that? It sounds weird. But he believed that, took hold of the Scripture, and was inspired by the Word of God. Listen to this. And he says, and he noticed the expression written 2,800 years ago. He said, if God said that the paths, and there's paths in the ocean, he says, I'm going to find them. Murray then took God at His word, and he went looking for these paths. And we are indebted to the discovery of warm and cold continental currents because of those pathways. His book, Oceanography, remains the basic textbook for all those in every university. Why? He was led by the Word of God to discover that. And where was it at? It was in the Word of God. The Bible talks about radio waves. This is exciting. I just want to give this to you because I think it's important for us to understand that it's in there. Say it's in there. What is that commercial that used to, what was it? Prego, it's in there. It's the Word. It's in there. All right. Come on, let's have fun. God asked Job a very strange question in 1500 BC. He asked, can you send lightnings? This is what God asked Job. Can you send lightnings that they may go and say to you, here we are? Job's probably like, what? This appears to be scientifically ludicrous, that light can be sent and manifest itself in speech.
But did you know that the electromagnetic radiation from radio waves to X-rays, someone on the other side, or travels at the speed of light? This is why we can instant wireless communication with speech wasn't discovered by science until 1864, 3,000 years after God declared it, when British scientist James Maxwell suggested that electricity and light waves were two forms of the same. And this is what declared. This is how we got this today. Is that powerful? That's amazing. All right. I like science, so bear with me. The Bible talks about water cycles. It talks about the dimensions of ships that they use today. That they laughed at this Noah for building this ship. But today, they still use the same measurements, the scale of which it's made. Engineers use the scale to go into oceans and for waves because of the scale of it, because it works. Tell your neighbor it works. Listen, the Word of God never fails. It never fails. I want you to see that. And there's one after the other. I can go in longer, but there's so many different things that I think it's so interesting that we see that they've discovered thousands of years later, and God talked about them. He talked about the universe never being ending. Scientists have found it, that the Word of God says it is expanding. They just said, what? It's expanding. It's getting bigger. Come on, amen? It's getting bigger. Come on. God is bigger and bigger. Do you know that's what happens with our relationship with God? That when you seek Him, you begin to find out that He's bigger than what you knew yesterday. Amen? Come on, amen? He gets bigger. He gets bigger. He amazes you if you let Him do that. Amen? The Bible declares that. We could see this in Matthew 11:28. And this is what He declares to us. He declares this to us. He said, come unto Me. Amen? Let's look at that. Was it Matthew 28:30, I think. Yes. Come unto Me, all you. Say all you. That labor and are heavy laden, trying to find the answers, trying to find hope and purpose. He says, and I will give you rest. Next verse. Take ye My yoke and learn of Me, and I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Verse 30. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light. Let me declare this to you right here. This is what it's saying. Whatever you have, you bring in exchange to what I have. That you come to a place and you meet Him where He is. Do you know that's the thing that we struggle with? Sometimes we try to find answers on our own. We try to find our own hope and our own purpose and our own destiny and things of our own instead of seeking God's Word and understanding what Word God has for us. He says that you come and meet with Me. Come on, amen. That you meet with Me and you take what I have in exchange for what you have. All the weakness that I have, I exchange it at that moment with what He has. And I meet Him at His Word. I take that Word and I exchange what I have. When I'm weary, when I'm weak, He is strong. There's an exchange. Come on, amen. There's an exchange there. But so many times we hold on to what we have and our weaknesses and all those things. He says that I am rich. Amen. So that you exchange that for what He has. That's what God desires us to do. As men and women of God, He wants us to mature. And we could see this in Joshua 1. There's a maturing here that there was a dependency upon, they were depending upon somebody instead of depending on God. Listen, I want you to hear this. Y'all good tonight? Amen. Let's get excited about God's Word. We need to get a hold of God's Word. Get a hold of what He says. That's the thing that we need to do. I'm going to talk about this tonight. I hope I don't offend anybody, but everybody sometimes feel like we have an opinion. Listen, I want you to know that we all feel we have an opinion. That's okay. We have the right to have an opinion. But I want you to know my opinion has got me in trouble. Instead of leaning on His opinion, what does He have to say? Listen to me, whenever I'm in difficult situations and I don't know the answer, I lean upon the Word and I seek God's Word until I find rest in that Word. Till I find the understanding of what I'm going through. Till I find that and I grab hold of, what are You saying, God? What are You declaring to me? I can't move from this moment until I hear a word from You. I want Your opinion. And sometimes that God will give me a place where He says, what's Your opinion? and I'll give it a shot. Sometimes I mess up. But I want you to know I need to hear His opinion. God will place me in a place. He says, what would you do? But I need to know what He would do. Now, what would you do in this matter? Because I know what I've done in this matter, and it hasn't worked. But I know that your word never fails. So I need to line up with that somewhere, somehow. So Joshua was with the children of Israel, and they were missing it completely. They were missing it. They weren't following with what God says, because He did declare to them before they went in to the wilderness that He had a plan for them to go and invade, to go forth, to move forth from this place. And they spent 30 years there, going in circles, listening to their own opinions, to their own voices, to somebody else's opinion. Well, maybe I think I need to do this, or we think we should do this. But what's God say? Tell someone, what's God say? That's the important thing, because I want you to know when we begin to move away from what God says, we begin to lose the truth. You know, that's what's happened to our nation, where we begin to move away from what God says, and we begin to move away from the truth. And when you begin to move away from the truth, you move away from the foundation that carries you, that lifts you up, that gives you strength and gives you purpose. We begin to get misunderstood, and we begin to look at others in the wrong way instead of seeing how God sees things. Amen? So we need to see that. And He says, now after the death of Moses, I want you to know that God will come to you. After you're done hearing opinions of everybody else, that God will come to a place, and He wants you to be in a place where that you take hold of His word for yourself. Say, for me. See, God wants you to know Him as my God. That you say that to yourself, that He's my God. In a sense of confidence, knowing that you might know Him as He's the God of Pastor Chris, that He's Pastor Chris's God. He's always there for them. But listen, I want you to know that God wants you to know Him as your God. Come on, amen. If every one of us, as we begin to get to a place where we know Him as my God, as with confidence, we begin to evade things and go places that God has called us to go to. Amen. Begin to change our environments. Begin to change the atmosphere, our workplaces, our families. Whenever we stand upon that, He says, my God. So it says, thank you. She's agreeing with me. It says, she told me that tonight in worship. She was going to amen me a lot. Come on, we always say this, that Joshua is the son of none. Doesn't matter who you are. You can be from nothing. He was from none. All right. Listen, Moses, my servant, is dead. Say, Moses is dead. Now therefore arise, get up, and go. I'm going to give you the power to do that. God has given us the power. He says, arise and go forth. The word of God is declared to us, arise and shine, for your light has come. I want you to know that Jesus has come. Amen. He is risen again. Hallelujah. That He lives, and now He can live within me. That He can come alive within me. That He's the light of the world. That He's the light within me. The light of man. And we can understand that He is my direction and my hope and my purpose. That I can stand in that assurance. So He's declaring that to him. Arise, arise. He says, I want you to get up with the word I'm about to give you. This is the only way that we can ever get beyond where we're at, is the taking forth of that word and believing it to be transformed. Amen? Listen, we need to get a hold of the word. But sometimes things get your attention. The thing that got the people of Israel their attention was that Moses, they had all their attention upon Moses. Sometimes we get our attention. Moses was awesome. He was doing the right things. But people got their attention upon a man. They got their attention upon him. Sometimes we're looking for the government to save us. I'm not getting political. I'm just... Sometimes we're looking for money to save us. Why do you think people play the lottery? Right? I just want to give my money away. No, you want to get rich. None of you play the lottery. I know you don't. So it's... That's me. So no matter what it is, he says, I want you to know that Moses is dead. He says, and I want you to trust in me. He says, but some things get our attention. And what got their attention was Moses was dead. What are we going to do about this? And it began to stop them from where they were going. But God was giving them a word for them, for each one of them, for a people. Not just for a man, but for a people. He says, I want you to deliver this message. I want you to declare this message to my people that they arise. Don't stay where you're at. I want you to know that sometimes when we begin to stay where we're at, we begin to look back. Sometimes it's good to reminisce and look back. I want you to know, but we can't stay there. Because some things that happen in our past keep us in our past. There's four things that do: guilt, shame, bitterness, and unforgiveness will keep you in your past. All four of those things are common because they're all things that happened in your past. And you can never move forward until you deal with that moment. And he was declaring to them, I'm going to tell you again, Moses is dead. Arise. You need to let that go and you need to move on. And the only way to do that is what he says next. Is he gives them a word. This isn't by your strength. This is by getting the opportunity to take hold of God's word and let them come alive within your very heart and walk out these things. That's where you begin to see that it's real and it's powerful. Amen? So he said this, he says, and go over the Jordan, he says, with all the people, unto the land which I do give them. He says, not just a person, not just the church. He says, all of them. He says, every place that the sole of your feet tread upon, that I have given unto you. Every place that your feet go. Count your steps. Make them count. Every place that you go, I go. Come on, I share with people when I marry them. I usually always share the same thing because I think it's so powerful that in covenant you exchange rings. And it shows your covenant with that person. But they used to exchange different things, and one of the things they would exchange was shoes. Because it would be a sign of saying and declaring to that person that no matter where you go, I go also. Do you know there's a covenant that we have between the Father that he says that no matter where you go, I go too. He said that where you tread, I tread. I want my steps to count with God's word in my life. I want wherever I go, I want whatever comes out of my heart to come from that word of God, be inspired by God to wherever I go, that we're making something change, that something's happening, that wherever we're at, no matter what place you're at, God wants to use you. He wants to be the expression. He wants to be the word for that moment for somebody. Amen. He wants to change a life, the opportunity to change somebody, to move in somebody's heart. God will take the most oddest places that you tread your feet upon, that when you open your heart to say, God, what would you have me to do? Listen, and he said this, and he says, every place, he says, and from the wilderness, he says, and there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. And I was with Moses, he says, and I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. He says, be strong and be of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, and the land which I swore unto your fathers I will give them. He says, but only be strong and very courageous. I'm asking you to be strong and courageous. There needs to be something there that I need to arise. I need to stand. I need to take my place. And he says, thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. He says, which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn from not the right to the left. He says, I want you to stand upon the words that I gave to Moses. He says, that I give them to you. I want you to take my word. I want you to put it in your heart. I want you to hold on to it with everything you have, because this is where life is. This is where power is. This is where your strength comes from. The words that I've declared. I've said everything that I'm going to say, and it's right here. Amen? He says, and God's declared something to each one of us. And he says this, he says, I don't want you to turn from the left to the right, that you may prosper wherever you go. You will prosper if you don't go to the left and if you don't go to the right. I want you to think about this, that Jesus upon the cross, what was on his left? A thief. What was on his right? But the truth was in the middle. Don't go to the left. Don't let nothing attract you. Don't let nothing get your attention beyond His Word. That no matter what comes up your way, that something might entice you to move a different direction from what God says, and everything within you says, man, I don't know if I could do this. You need to stand in that place, not move to the left, not move to the right, but you need to stand upon what God has said and what God has declared. We need to walk in the confidence knowing with everything within me what my name is, who I am. Jesus declared, He says, that I know who I am. When He was tempted, when He was pulled by the enemy, and the enemy tried to step in and deceive Judas. He deceived Judas. And at that moment, He says, I know who I am, and I know what I'm here for, and I know where I'm going. So I want you to know that's what the Word does. It's confidence. It knows where it is, what it is, who it is, and it gives you that. Something settles within you. That it gets within you and it takes over. It begins to grip you. It's the Spirit of God. It connects with His words. It agrees with it. And it says yes within you. The Bible says that we say yes and amen. That's what we say to God's Word. Yes and amen. That's all. We get to understand it. Amen? But I want you to hear this. He says, I'm not going to get to where I need to really get here. I'll get to where God wants me to get. Amen? All right. And it says, in the book of the Word, the law. I'm going to say the Word. Amen? It says the law that He gave. He gave His Word. He says, the Word shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate it. He says, this book of the Word shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. I want you to meditate upon it. Can you look up Ephesians 1, 17 through 23. And He says, I want you to meditate. Sometimes we've made that word a dirty word because it is powerful. It means to meditate. It means to let it soak in. I want you to see, this is what it declares in Ephesians. He says this. It says, and the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. See, God wants you to have the knowledge and understanding of Him. If you know who He is, because I want you to know, if you don't know who He is, somebody can tell you who He's not. Someone can deceive you. But when you know Him, hallelujah, as my God, hallelujah, as an experience, as a relationship, they knew Him as Moses' God, but God says, now I want you to know that that you are my people, that I'm your God. I was the God of Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but I want to be your God. Hallelujah. I want you to experience me. I want you to feel me. I want you to know me. And He says, I may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of Him. He said that your eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of His glory, of His inheritance unto the saints. And the only way we know that is through the Word of God, that we be enlightened by it, that we begin to understand it, we begin to grip it, you begin to take hold of it, you begin to digest it. That's what we do with the Word. Come on, unless we read the Word. Somebody said, well, I don't understand God's Bible. Cop out. Listen to me. 12th grade education, 4 years of general math. I wasn't a scholar, but I want you to know that when you mix it with a love for Him, He'll enlighten to you. He will show you who He is. He will give you and open up these scriptures like you've never seen them before. They will begin to come alive within you, and it'll cause you to move. It'll cause your heart to skip a beat. But I want you to know, sometimes we begin to jump into it so hard that sometimes I had somebody say, oh, I don't understand that. What are you reading? They tell me, oh, I'm reading Ecclesiastes, or I'm reading this or that. I'm like, oh, stop. Just read the daily bread. Just take one scripture, one word, and meditate on it. It'll wreck you. Because every time you turn around a corner, when you walk in that word, remind yourself of that word every day as you walk. Lunchtime, you look at that word and you remind yourself of it and let it begin to get a hold of you. All of a sudden it begins to drive you. And all of a sudden, every time you turn around the corner, it'll show itself to you. Oh, that word, yeah. And you become enlightened. Come on, that's what God wants us to do. That's what God says, the experience that He wants us to have. I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Not a dull religious one. But joyous. Exciting. Powerful. You're His representation. I want to be like you. Why? Because you're like Christ. Paul said, follow me. Why? Because he knew the truth. And the truth set him free. It made him free. So he said, follow me because it's real. We have to have that confidence. We have to know that it's real. And say, man, walk with me. Step on that side and say, man, I need it. How can these disciples that changed the world, you know what they did? They took the word. They followed the word. They didn't go to the right, to the left. Man, it didn't make sense to them. It was, but every step they took, they were enlightened. They looked at him like, oh, there's something about this guy. The only way it happened is walking with him. Getting into a boat when he says, come, follow me. Hey, yeah. Sometimes the Word of God doesn't seem to make sense. We read it and we're like, man, how am I going to, how do I do that? How do I accomplish that? Just step in a boat. Amen? Listen, and he says, he says, let it be, thou meditate upon day and night. He says, thou mayest observe, do according to all that is written therein, for then, when you take hold of it, then. Sometimes we want things to happen without taking the word, without taking that in our lives, applying that into our lives. And we wonder why things don't change or why things haven't happened. But we need to observe that word. And then what happens? Listen, and then thou shalt have good success. You will. Success in your marriage, apply the word. At your workplace, apply the word. In your business, apply the word. Come on, amen. It says, have not I commanded thee to be strong and courageous? He says, be not afraid. Don't be afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God, the Lord your God, hallelujah, is with you wherever you go. He says, I want you to repeat it. I want you to know this is the powerful thing, that he repeated the words that he had. He spoke them back. And everyone that were there began to hear what he was saying. By faith we declare. We speak those words. Amen? Amen. He says, have I commanded thee? He says, and then Joshua commanded. He spoke the words to every one of his officers. It began to repeat. It began to go beyond where he was. That's the powerful thing, that it went beyond where he was. It's more than just about me. That he's not just the God of one person. Listen, this is what our churches need to understand. It's not just about one church. Come on, amen. It's just not about one people or one person. Amen. In on something. I'm going to open the Word of God. Ready for this? For God so loved the world. That's pretty expansive. He just loved the U.S. Family Worship Center. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I've given you the Word. I've given my Son as a gift to every one of you. That if you take this, all you that are heavy laden, if you take the exchange that I've placed before you in my word, if you take his words, if you take these words, you will have success. You will have purpose. Something will begin to be fulfilled within your heart that will settle within you in the midst. Come on, I want you to know that this week, there were some things that I was going through that, man, it was chaotic, man. I mean, just really rough, man. Just sideswipe. Come on, you ever been kicked really hard? My shin still hurts. But I didn't want to give my opinion. I wanted to stop and say, okay, God, you got to tell me something here. And God didn't say nothing for a while. That's what he does sometimes. I didn't have an opportunity to preach Wednesday to get it out of me either. We had a movie night. This is my therapy sometimes. But I had to wait and say, God, what do you have to say? What are you saying? And God finally at the right time, the right moment, never too early, but he's right on time, handing me something to say, here, this is my opinion on the matter. And I got it out of the word. It wasn't something, thou son, go. It was out of the word. A scripture that I sent out to people came back to me. And it gave me the answer, the truth that I needed at that moment for where I was going, what I was facing. That's what God will do. So I want you to know that He's more than that. He's more than what we think we know. He's more than that. We need to let Him be there. He says, I have not commanded thee. He says, be strong in that. He says, and repeat it. And He says, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare victuals. And He says, in 3 days, 3 days. Amen. That's powerful. Anytime you see that in the Word of God, speaks of death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. What happened on the third day? He rose from the dead. Resurrection life. And it says, and to the Reubenites he began to declare, he said, remember the word which Moses, thy servant, the Lord commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest, and he hath given you the land. And he began to declare, and he says, and then verse 16, it says, and they answered Joshua. They responded back. They responded back to the word. They agreed with the word. See, that's what we need to do. We need to agree with the word. We need to take it. We just don't. This is the problem that they had with the children of Israel, why that they circled for 30 years. They went through the same old things because they kept reminding themselves of what happened in the past. Maybe we need to go back there. The hurt, they were slaves. They thought that was better than where they were. They were convinced that maybe we need to go back there and just die there. They were deceived. But I want you to know that, listen, they got a word from God, from Moses, and it was millions of people. You didn't have a sound system? Do you know how the word got relayed from one person to the next? But something happened along the way where somebody might not have repeated the word of God. Their opinion came forth. Their bitterness was expressed. That's what happens in churches. Come on, amen? That a word declares from God to us that we are to take that word, not what our opinions are. Because why? If we don't let those things in our hearts be healed and be touched, that sometimes it's released in shame and guilt and bitterness and unforgiveness. And it's translated that way. He's the God that doesn't forgive. You do that, God will hate you forever. Come on, I heard about that God before. Many people told me about that God before. Come on. Am I being real? A misconception of God. There's nothing that His name isn't above. There's nothing that I've ever done in my life that He can't forgive because His name's above all. I can stand in that confidence knowing that my God shall supply all my needs. Everything. The forgiveness that I'm longing for. The shame from the past. The unforgiveness from hurts and pains. His name's above all that. My attention needs to be on Him, not on the pain. Not on the hurt, but on His Word. Let me finish. We're almost there. You all right? Listen. It says, are you warm? Are you good? Okay. Whew. That's not the word I was looking for, but according to hearken unto Moses in all things, he says, so will he hearken unto you. Only the Lord thy God be with you. And he, as he was with Moses, he said it again. He says, listen to me. You guys seen God with Moses. I want to be that God to you. And it says, according, he says, and whosoever he be that doth rebel, I want you to see this, that who rebels against the word of God, who rejects that word, who rejects Jesus as that word, who rejects it in their life, that don't receive that. Listen, he says, under these words, he says, you shall be put to death, only be strong and courageous. He says, that will cause you death. That'll cause you death. Not believing that, not taking hold of the word that God has given you, not to have life, but it'll cause death. Amen? Come on, I know that's not an amen, but we don't. But I want you to know that this is life or death, to take hold of that word, because it's life. It's life that it comes alive within us. He says, but only be strong or courageous. He says, I'm telling you, but be courageous and be strong, because my word never fails. My word makes way. And listen, and Joshua and the son of Nun, man, There's a couple things right in this first text that, man, might not jump out at you, but it does to me because I felt like the son of none. I felt like sometimes in places where I didn't have purpose, and I felt like I was in Shittim. That place is a place, it's called that, and it means Asia. And it means, that word means rough place. Tell your neighbor, rough place. It's out of the trees, out of the Asia trees, that these are rough, that they take the branches off of these things and they use them to scourge people, to beat people, to bring wounds upon them. Listen, I want you to get this tonight. Listen, the enemy wants us to stay in that place. Come on, our own flesh sometimes don't want to get up from that place. We want to stay in that place. We don't want to move from that place. Sometimes we want to stay in those hurts and those pains from where those things were. It gets our attention. It grips us. It grabs hold of us. But God's Word will move us out of that place. It's resurrection life. It's powerful. It's the same Word, the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. It's God's Word that takes you out of that place. It'll cause resurrection life. It'll bring light to a situation that's dark. It could be a rough place. And I want you to know that it was the same thing. Listen, God took what was rough. He used that wood, Asa wood, to make the ark. It was that wood. But I want you to know that it was carved by the Word of God. That Word carved it. That's what it does to us. It carves us. It molds us. It makes us into a vessel that carries God. That brings forth God, not my opinion, but His opinion. What matters? See, I want you to know that I don't need to find my opinion for my wife. I need to find the opinion of God for my wife and my family, for my daughter, for you. I need to find out what God says, not my opinion on the matter, but what God says. What does He say about this? And everything that I long for an answer for is here. It's in this. It's right here. And if I let it, it comes alive. And He says, don't stay at that place. He told them. Praise team, if you come up. Don't stay at that place. We're not to stay at that place, that rough place, that place that will keep us in exile. And that shame and that doubt and that fear and all those places, we're not to stay there. But He told them, and He says, now we've got a word from God, Joshua said. And He says, I want you to go out, and I believe this word. I want you to take this word in your heart. Be courageous. Go to that first fortified city, that place that's built up, that no one can go in and no one can go out. Go. Go spy on it. Go see what we can get. Go see what God has given to us. Oh, that might seem impossible, but I want you to know, He says, go. Take that word. Don't stay here. I want you to see this and know that they weren't going to stay there. They needed the opportunity that this was going to be the last camping night. This was going to be the last camping site because they've been camping for 30 years. You know how uncomfortable that is? Never having a home, never having a place to settle into. That's what happens when you don't have the truth. That you're all over the place, that you're wondering, that you don't know the answers, that you're, oh, it's this opinion, you're waved by this and that. But when you know the truth, it can become your last campsite. It could be the last camping night for all those people right there, right then. If you're ready to leave that place behind, say, God, I'm going to walk in your word. I'm going to take what you said. And it begins with believing, hearing it. Let it begin to get into your heart. Second Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought, to the obedience of the Word. Man, bring it into captivity. See, because you know why? Our opinions and our minds run wild. They go every direction. How many of you guys have ever had a doctor report that you anxiously waited for, excited? I mean, in a sense where that you're happy to hear it. You're like, oh, I can't wait. No, but something happens. Sometimes we wait for that word. Sometimes we wait. That sometimes you hear something and all these thoughts begin to run in your head. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. All these thoughts begin, oh, wonder if it's this, wonder if it's that. And you're waiting in fear to hear the worst thing possible thing that you could hear from that doctor. You're waiting on that word. I want you to know that we need to wait on that word like that, but with trust in Him. We need to wait on that word to know that, man, I tell you, not in fear and doubt, but know, God, what do You say about the matter? To bring everything into captivity. When that begins to grab hold of you, fear and doubt, bring it under the captivity of Christ, the knowledge of what He says. Would you stand to your feet? I'm going to make it available to anybody who needs prayer tonight. You're struggling with something or whatever that thing is, feel free to come forward. Or wherever you're at, whatever it is, God will meet you wherever you're at, no matter what you're going through. And if somebody here doesn't know Jesus, doesn't know the Word like I've declared, if you don't know Him that way, if you don't understand Him, if you've not met Him, so you might have met religion or you might what somebody else says, but I want to introduce you tonight to the real life, hallelujah, Christ, the Word of God, hallelujah. I want to introduce you to Him tonight, that you can receive Him in your heart, the Word that will take hold of you, that will grip you, that will move you. I want you tonight to right where you're at, every one of us here tonight, wherever you're at right now, I just want you to lift up your hands. Don't be ashamed, don't be afraid, but I want you to receive, God, whatever You have for me, whatever it is, God, I want Your Word in my life. I want You to move in my heart, God. I want You to be able to speak to me. Give me an ear to hear what You have to say. Lord, I'm tired of opinions. I'm tired of my own voice. I need Your voice in my life. I need Your Word. I need the transformation power to move me, to change me, to bring me out of that rough place, that I can know You like I've never known You before, and that I can know You the name above all names, the name above all names, the God that's above all things. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. He's the Lord of lords. Whatever we've made, Lord, I want You to know Him tonight as the Lord of lords. Oh, come on. Let's sing it out tonight.
The name above all names.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You're the name of
God. Come on, receive it, what God has for you right now.
Oh, you are worthy of all things.
You're worthy, God.
And my heart will sing how great is our God.
Oh, yes, Lord. We Heavenly Father, I thank You. Pray that from this moment right now, that the word we received, that we move out of the rough place, and we walk in confidence with the word that You gave us, that You gave us as individuals tonight, the ears that we have heard this tonight, there are openings into our hearts. So I pray tonight to God, Lord, that opening, that the doors be opened. Open up our gates of our heart. I just hear that God's really declaring that to us. Open your hearts and let the King of Glory come in. Lift up, O you gates, your everlasting doors, that you could see Him as high and lifted up, as life, as purpose. Lord, I pray tonight to God, Lord, that we take that. Lord, let it sink within us right here. Lord, anything that has tried, anything that will try to pluck that out of our hearts, Lord, I loose it and bound it right now in Jesus' name. Pray to God, Lord, that this will prosper. It will come forth with power because of Your Word. And I will be able to say with all of my heart that I am.
Highly favored.
One more time. I am what?
Blessed. Highly favored.
In Jesus' name. Give somebody a hug. Come on, amen. Bless somebody if they want a hug. Bless somebody. Encourage somebody. We have some cookies downstairs for you to come down and eat. or just mingle with somebody or talk to somebody, have a cup of coffee. Amen. Come on. Don't forget Wednesday night. Don't forget Saturday. Come.